Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions. How do you begin to love yourself, especially when you're fighting a constant battle in your head daily? Self-love is essential because it not only will keep you disciplined, but that's the final piece of the puzzle. You have to love yourself in order to truly evolve. Some of us has trauma that runs so deep, it seems almost impossible to get out of that sunken place. But I'm here to tell you that you can get through anything if you truly want to, and if you truly believe that you have the willpower to do so. The first thing that you always have to remember is thoughts are thoughts. Those are things that you can control. All physical trauma and abuse, it heals, but it still stays in the mind. And sometimes it gets so deeply rooted, we feel like we're drowning. And we feel like we don't know where we're going to turn, what we're going to do, what tomorrow looks like. But I'm here to tell you that you have to take it day by day, step by step. You can't focus on what's to come when you haven't corrected what's right now. A lot of us didn't get the proper love and care that we needed as children. So now that we are adults, we're suffering. And a lot of us are suffering in silence. But I'm here to tell you that you don't need to suffer anymore. You have to heal yourself and learn to love yourself. You cannot allow other people to hold chains around your neck anymore. You have to be the person to break those chains, because nobody else is going to do it for you. Sometimes we need to unplug from everybody, especially from social media, and really take some time to think about ourselves and if we are truly leading a life that makes us happy. I want to tell you guys about two books that I've read that have truly helped me, and I think that they can help you. The first one is The Untethered Soul: The Journey Beyond Yourself. You guys should definitely check that book out. And the other one is called You Are the Placebo: Making Your Mind Matter. Both of these books tremendously helped me on my journey. They helped me discover who I am, what was going on in my mind, and how I could fix that, essentially. I think something that a lot of us have to get comfortable with is realizing that no one is coming to save you. You're still holding on to a lot of childhood disappointments, and no one is coming to save you. That's why we have to save ourselves. That's why we have to treat ourselves the way that we've never been treated. That's how you start to love yourself. That's how you start to realize how beautiful and how magical you truly are. Once you become an adult, it's no one else's responsibility to give you happiness but you. It's no one's responsibility to validate you but you. No one else can do that. And as much as we go out into the world and seek to find validation in external things, it's like the more and more you go into the sunken place, because you're realizing that nothing physical or material can satisfy you, can validate you. It all starts within. So that's where the journey has to begin. How do you begin that journey? You have to sit down and figure out, where in your life do things feel incomplete? And see, here's the thing. I personally don't think we 100% ever become complete, because we don't know everything and there's so much to learn. And see, that's a part of the journey that's so beautiful, and that's what you have to realize and look forward to. there's so much to learn. There's so much growth that's going to take place. So much happiness that's coming your way. So much healing that you're going to do that's going to completely uplift your life. But you'll never get there if you keep holding yourself back, because you're the only person that's doing that. The thing is, there is no one definition to define how to love yourself or how to heal yourself, because everyone goes through that process differently. You have to figure out what process you're going to take and how long that's going to take and what that looks like for you. And it's not going to be easy, especially if you feel like you're drowning right now, especially if you feel like you don't know where to turn and you feel a little confused. And the thing is, it's okay to feel all of these emotions, because we are emotional beings. So we have to allow ourselves to express these things, because the more we hold them in, the harder it becomes for us to get the clarity that we need. Self-love is discipline. Self-love is kind. And self-love is figuring out your purpose here on this planet and doing whatever you can to fulfill it. Self-love is having those moments of bliss in life, those moments of satisfaction, comfort, and clarity. Clarity on the direction that you're going in and what you want to do. And that's not up to anyone but you. You have to have a sound mind in this world, and you have to know who you are so that nobody can tell you any different. That's the way that it should be in your life all the time. One thing that's truly helped me on my self-love journey is meditation. And meditating at least 10 minutes a day if I can. It truly helps me become sound in my mind, and it truly helps you prepare for the day. And all you have to do when you meditate is sit there and ask yourself questions. Ask the universe questions. Ask for guidance. Ask for clarity. Ask for things to be revealed. You know, ask for your spiritual journey to become more heightened so that you can learn the lessons that you need to learn. And when you do those things, all of that information and everything that you're searching for will come to you, because you're focused truly on what you want to fulfill in your life. Another important thing to consider when you're on your self-love journey is your environment. You cannot grow in environments that ultimately hold you back, and you can't grow around people who don't see the value in growing and leveling up. A lot of times our self-worth diminishes around those environments because we want to do better, but we're so comfortable around the people who are comfortable where they are. So they talk us out of doing better for ourselves. So then we get stuck in this cycle, and then we start hating ourselves even more. We start feeling like we're drowning again. And this is why environment is important. This is why what you consume is important. This is why working on yourself and consuming things and being around people who speak life into you, who encourage you and want to see you do better. Remember this, you never will grow in places that do its best to hold you back. You'll never grow. I know therapy is not a topic that we discuss often, but if you feel like you need to seek therapy, please do so. It can help you. Seek professional help if you're dealing with things internally that you can't express, because there are people out there that can help you. And see, here's the thing. You don't have to tell anybody that you're going through this process. You shouldn't tell anybody that you're going through this process anyway, because you don't want any distractions. You want to be completely focused on your healing. Because the beautiful thing about self-love, when you love yourself and when you respect yourself, that energy in your essence will naturally pour out into the world, and you'll naturally attract all of the things that your heart desires. Because if your mind can conceive it, then you can achieve it. But that all starts with you, and it all starts with how you treat yourself. So every day, work towards treating yourself better. Work towards being kinder to yourself. Remember, you talk to yourself more than you talk to anyone else on this planet. So you have to make sure that you're saying nice things about yourself. Every time you have a negative thought that arises in your mind, you have to change that thought to something positive. Whenever you feel like you're getting down in a rut, you should go do things that remind you of your happy days, remind you of the journey that you're on. I'm going to end on this note and say to you guys that the ultimate freedom is freeing your mind of the chains, freeing your mind of the conditioning that we've all been under, freeing your mind of the indoctrination, freeing your mind of the hate, of all of the people who did their best to break you down so that you wouldn't love yourself. And they did that because they knew your power when you didn't know it. They took advantage of how naive you were, but you are no longer naive because you know better. This is your life, and it's time that you take control of this life and stop being a victim. It's time you forgive yourself and let go of everything that's holding you back, because it's your time to truly know yourself, love yourself, and live an amazing life so that you can gain the knowledge and the tools that you need to transition when it's your time. And that's what life is about. We are here on a journey, and we are here to love ourselves and to be kind to one another. And in order for us to give love to anyone else, we have to love ourselves first. So please work on loving yourself. Well, thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. I truly appreciate you all. And thank you for everyone that has donated to the podcast. I am forever grateful for your generosity. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at I Am Virgo World. Talk to y'all soon.